Good afternoon and welcome to another Taco Tuesday. I'm Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with IMU Nutrition. And we're here again today to talk about another fun nutrition topic. So I thought today we could chat a little bit about the holiday spices and seasonings that many of us already have in our cupboards or in our spice drawers or in our spice racks. That things that you're probably using anyway, but we could talk a little bit about the nutritional benefit that they have, ways that you can use them, things like that. So we'll start with number one, the one that most people are probably most familiar with, that most people have used in cooking at some point, and one that people have probably heard a little bit about with nutritional benefit as well, and that's cinnamon. So cinnamon is absolutely loaded with nutritional benefit. Now, there are a couple different kinds of cinnamon. Ceylon cinnamon appears to be the most beneficial, but any cinnamon can be a great addition to your diet. So the component in it that's believed to be the most powerful and probably responsible for most of the health benefits that we see from cinnamon is something called cinnamaldehyde. And you're going to get that in either kind of cinnamon or any kind of cinnamon that you're cooking with. So because of the cinnamaldehyde and the other antioxidants that cinnamon contains, it has a lot of benefit in reducing inflammation. And we can see that with a lot of different inflammatory markers, but we can also see it with the benefit that it has on certain chronic diseases. So the one that most people probably are most familiar with is cinnamon's ability to lower blood sugar. And it does that through a few different mechanisms. One of them is blocking some digestive enzymes, so not as much sugar gets into your bloodstream. But it also improves our sensitivity to insulin, which is the hormone that naturally lowers our blood sugar. And we see this with about half to two teaspoons per day. So half a teaspoon to two teaspoons per day consistently. So that's going to be a big thing that we talk about, and we'll hit on it again at the end. But consistently taking in a variety of spices or consistently using cinnamon if you're using it therapeutically is kind of what gives us that benefit. In addition to the blood sugar lowering, though, it's also protective against heart disease and lowering cholesterol. It might help with lowering blood pressure. And that we see when it's consumed consistently for about 8 weeks. And some emerging research has even suggested potential benefit in things like cancer prevention and preventing neurological decline in diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. It also has antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal properties. So cinnamon is probably the most heavily researched spice or seasoning that we use. And because of that, there are a lot of cinnamon supplements and things like that out there, but really using the whole food variety is almost always going to be the tastiest and most effective method. So unless otherwise recommended, just using it in the foods that you're eating. So you can add it to sweets and treats, of course, but you can also put it in things like oatmeal, applesauce, or even sprinkle it on sweet potatoes before you roast them. But in addition to cinnamon, if you don't like cinnamon or if you just want some more variety, cloves are another beneficial one. Cloves contain eugenol and isoeugenol. Those are the two components that are largely responsible for all of the benefit we get from clove. It's also antifungal and antibacterial. Clove is actually a natural anesthetic. So clove tea is something we sometimes will use for people who have oral pain in addition to other mechanisms that may be managing it. Some of the more recent research shows that it might help promote liver health in those who have certain conditions such as fatty liver disease. And like cinnamon, it might have some benefit in improving insulin sensitivity and reducing blood sugars. So we can use it in a lot of different ways, but some fun ways that you could incorporate it that you maybe haven't done before would be things like poached pears, adding it to a carrot hummus, or even putting it into sweet potato pancakes. Nutmeg, another one that we often see alongside cloves and cinnamon, has a lot of nutritional benefit as well through the cyanidins and phenolic compounds. I promise there won't be a test on any of these big words at the end, but just something that if you are interested in, you can dig in a little bit deeper. And nutmeg, in addition to some similar benefits with blood sugar, heart disease, things like that, there's also some emerging research that suggests it might be helpful in reducing joint pain and even in helping boost mood. So this can be used with pork chops, curries. You can add it with the other spices that we've talked about in a chai tea. But one important thing to keep in mind with nutmeg is that nutmeg toxicity is possible. So that is highly unlikely when you're just using it in normal recipe quantities. But this is one that I definitely would not recommend in any supplement form or in large doses. Ginger is another big one that a lot of people are familiar with some of the research behind. So gingerol is one of the components that makes it beneficial for our health. One of the things that people typically hear about with ginger is that it might help improve nausea, particularly in people who are dealing with morning sickness during pregnancy or when managing side effects of certain cancer treatments. But it can also just help with indigestion or digestive discomfort for anybody. And one of the ways that it does this is by helping our stomach empty more quickly. So this can definitely be a benefit when we're maybe overeating a little bit more frequently during the holidays. But in addition to all of the digestive benefit that we see, there is some evidence to suggest it might help with osteoarthritis, joint pain and stiffness, might help with weight management alongside other strategies. And just like the other ones that we've talked about, similar cholesterol improving, blood sugar lowering benefits, antimicrobial properties. And this one that you can also put into like the chai tea we were talking about, doing just a ginger tea, candied ginger, not my top recommendation, but can be a really tasty way to incorporate it. And then also ginger can be added to stir fries, soups, chicken, and so many other dishes. Allspice is another one you probably have. Eugenol, which we talked about with cloves, and then also quercetin are among the many beneficial components we see in allspice. This one's also antimicrobial, so it can be helpful with fighting certain infections, but there's also some evidence with allspice in preventing certain types of cancer, such as prostate and breast cancer. So that's another one that might be easy to incorporate. Now, peppermint is one that, again, has research on a few different things, but it's really not very well studied for a lot of conditions. However, a lot of people have benefit with peppermint for gas, bloating, indigestion, especially in irritable bowel syndrome. So again, something that might be kind of helpful as we're eating a little more than usual this time of year and eating maybe some different things than we usually eat. Again, antibacterial and antiviral properties, and anecdotally, so not based on research, but based on just individual reports, there might be some benefit to helping clear clogged sinuses when you're using it as a tea. Licorice mint tea is another one that can be like combination, great for reflux and indigestion. But if you don't like teas, you can certainly add it to water. You can add peppermint to sauces. You can even put a little peppermint in your hot chocolate if you want. A couple others, cardamom has been shown to have very similar benefits as some of the ones we talked about earlier with heart health, lowering blood pressure, even some suggestions in newer research that there might be some benefit for anxiety, weight management, and it's been used for hundreds, if not thousands of years for indigestion in many, many cultures. So again, cardamom is one that you can put with tea. You can use it on chicken, in meatballs, in curries, anything like that. And one more to hit on, sage. Sage actually has 28 different identified components that can make it beneficial for us. And those benefits, like many of the others, span through diabetes, depression, dementia, lupus, heart disease, and potentially cancer. So sage you can add in a butternut squash soups. You can use it with sausage or chicken dishes. You can make a sage-infused butter to add to things as you're hosting this time of year. But lots of different benefit that we can get from it. Now, a couple important things to keep in mind. Like I said, I don't typically recommend these spices and seasonings as supplements. So using them as whole foods or spices that you purchase at the store and using in the normal recommended portions that are coming within recipes and being consistent about it. So consistently adding a variety of seasonings to your meals is going to be what gives you the benefit. We can't eat them once and expect your diabetes to go away or to be cured from a cold or to prevent cognitive decline. It's really that consistency. And we can't have a terrible diet without all of those healthy foods and plan on spices to keep things under control. So if you have any additional questions about this or want to help find some ways to incorporate any of these into your diet, feel free to reach out to me at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com or on Facebook at imunutrition. Thanks for coming to another Taco Tuesday, and we'll see you next week.